The Sudanese delegation headed by Sudan Sovereign Council member Shamsuddin Kabashi, Sudanese Defense Minister Yasin Ibrahim, and Acting Foreign Minister Ali Sadiq met with South Sudan's President Salva Kiir yesterday and discussed the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement. In audio provided to this program by the Sudan News Agency, or SUNA, Minister Sadiq said the visit is happening within the framework of efforts by regional bloc IGAD to establish security, peace and stability in the region and South Sudan in particular. Sadiq said Kiir updated the delegation on the progress made on the implementing the peace deal along with challenges facing the process. Sadiq says Sudan is keen to ensure that South Sudan is stable and peace there will impact positively on the stability of neighboring Sudan and the entire region.
The content of this meeting focused on reviewing what Sudan can do together with signatures to reach a compromise on the situation in South Sudan. We wanted to ensure that the current transitional period is smoothly implemented accordingly, which should lead to the national election in the country.
Sudan and Uganda are the guarantors of South Sudan's peace agreement signed in September 2018 in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Last month, signatories to the deal agreed to extend the transitional period by another 2 years. Last week, tensions escalated when Kiir fired Defense Minister Angelina Tenge of the SPLM-IO and the Minister of Interior Mahmoud Solomon of the SPLM-IG. Sadiq says President Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar told the Sudanese delegation they will work with the country's leaders to resolve the matter in an amicable way.
We have observed optimism and brotherly spirit during our meetings, and we are keen to ensure that they continue with this spirit until reaching a consensus among the parties which will reflect positively to the two countries and IGAD countries.
Sadiq says the delegation also briefed South Sudanese officials on the ongoing political situation in Sudan. Sudan's military and pro-democracy civilian government leaders have been locked in a political stalemate over the way forward since the military leaders said they would step aside and allow a civilian-led government to take over. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum.